American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 558. Here is the translated text as follows. 526X, American State Trials. The document asserts that the inhabitants of New York were entitled to the privileges of Englishmen. It speaks concerning the late revolution here, of which I have but a confused idea, and can remember nothing particular. Afterwards, it speaks concerning my Lord Bellamont's administration, in several articles of which I can remember but one, which is that the hottest and most ignorant of the people were put into places of trust. Then it speaks concerning the late assembly here, and tells you that after this assembly had chosen a speaker, some of the representatives were informed that he was an alien, upon which they made a motion to the House that the matter might be inquired into. However, that motion being refused, one half of the representatives, or 10 of them, left the House. Notwithstanding which, the remaining part of the representatives, with some others they took in, did proceed to make acts. In one of these acts, they gave a sum of money to the lieutenant governor to tempt him to pass these acts, and likewise a sum to the chief justice of this province to find law and form for their proceedings. These things tended to render the government vile and cheap in the eyes of the people. The Solicitor General, what names do you remember you saw to the addresses? I saw several names there, but whether to all three or two of them, or only to that of my Lord Cornbury, I cannot say. However, to the best of my remembrance, I did see the names of Rip Van Dam, Matthew Ling, Charles Woolley, Robert Livingston, and Mr. Anderson. I am not certain whether I saw Mr. Jameson's name there or not. I told Colonel Bayard that they contained things done before my time, and I did not therefore think it proper for me to sign them. Upon which he replied, "Then do not sign them." The Solicitor General, I shall read what you said before the council. Do you not remember that it was said that my Lord Bellamont had put the most ingenious and honest men of the province out of all places of trust? No, I cannot remember that. The Solicitor General, I think you said so before the council. X. Perhaps I might say something like it when I was before the council, though I do not believe there is any essential difference between what I now say and what I said to the council. Yet if there be, I hope what I then said will not be taken to my prejudice. I was then sent for by the governor's letters, which seemed to import that he had business with me of a far different nature than to examine me about this matter, so that I was then in a surprise day. The Solicitor General. But you believe what you then spoke was true? Eck. Without doubt, and I hope Mr. Cozens took care truly to write down what I then delivered. However, whether he did express my meaning right or not, I know not, for I did not look over his notes until the day I saw them at your chamber. The Solicitor General. Was not the assembly called an illegal assembly, and that they had made acts prejudicial to the country? No, I do not remember that. The Solicitor General. Was it not said that the scum of the people were put into all places of trust? X. Perhaps I might before the council use the word scum instead of hottest and ignorantest.